Welcome to the Envision Crystal Clear podcast with your host, Lisa McGarity, which would be you, Lisa, not me. I don't sound like a Lisa.
No, you don't sound like a Lisa. I'm the Lisa here.
You are in business at Envision Crystal for over 25 years. There are, like you said, over 1,000 crystals in this little shop, plus books and candles and all kinds of things to mix and match and make the concoction that you need for life, right?
Absolutely. We've got everything you need for magic and spellcraft and spiritual practice.
And when you say magic, a lot of people have a fear of it. But as we enter October, you have mentioned this before, there's really nothing to fear with magic, with just a little bit of guidance and wisdom, right?
I do believe that. I think magic is superhuman. It's a human skill. We all have it inside of us. And if you proceed with a little bit of caution, you can make amazing things happen in your life.
You use the word manifest a lot, and with magic, it's really just sort of like an amplifier of the thoughts that you're trying to get out into the universe, right?
That's absolutely right. And right now, I have so many people coming into our shop, and they talk about wanting to manifest new love or new work or whatever, which is all great. And the things that we sell here, the candles, the incense, the crystals, can only help with that process.
Where heading into October, it's Mercury retrograde, it's the fall, we're coming out of a pandemic. Are you noticing a particular type of crystal or spell that people are gravitating towards now?
Well, I'll be honest and tell you, I've never sold so much sage in my entire life.
Okay.
Sage is the hot seller all day, every day, which is great. I love sage. And I'm also noticing that people have become more interested in all the unusual stones. Things that I used to buy just because I like them, now everyone's coming in and asking for them, which is kind of cool. I can share it now with more people.
Well, sage is supposed to cleanse, right?
That's right.
So are there a bunch of people walking around thinking that their house is haunted, or?
I think it's been stressful, right? So we do have like weird negative vibes, sometimes fear, anxiety, uncertainty. All of that can cause the energy of a space to be kind of reduced or the vibration to come down. So sage, and there's other herbs that do this too. It doesn't have to be sage, but sage is the favorite and the popular one right now. If you burn that smoke, it clears away anxiety, it clears away tension, and gives you a chance to really be happier and more grounded and more kind of optimistic again.
Yeah, I have been hearing about sage my whole life. Is there a reason why it was popular? Did somebody in the magic universe decide to use it first?
Well, right now we're using it a lot, and it's been popular, I think, because of medium psychics and mediums and people on television are showing the world that you can use that to clear space. And I do think it's great. It's something that grows naturally in the American Southwest. It's used by the tribal people who live out that way. It's also used in the Northwest, in Mexico. That's where it grows naturally. And I think it's okay to use it, although some folks suggest other things. Other herbs you can try are frankincense. Rosemary from your kitchen can be great. There's lots. Pine is wonderful. It's not the only thing to burn, but it is the most popular right now.
No, I've watched many people walk around with burning sage and stand on their couch and hold it in the corners.
Right.
Is that how you're supposed to use it?
Okay, here's what I was taught, and I hold to this. Wherever dust collects, negative energy collects.
Okay.
So all those little creepy crawly places in your house where you get spider webs and cobwebs and dust bunnies, those are places you probably need to either clean or clear. So it could be the floor too, and so you may want to incorporate some kind of spiritual floor cleansing as well. So that's something maybe we'll talk about another time, is the magic of housework. I don't love housework, but if I'm going to do it, I want it to be magical.
Yeah, but we also kind of take for granted our cars, because we're in our cars probably more than our houses at times, and
my dashboard's
filthy. As soon as you said dust, that's the first thing I thought of.
Right. So that's kind of the space where the negative energy is probably gathering. So it's good to clear that stuff up. I mean, you know, it's something that we don't want to do, but once we do it, we usually feel better.
So Lisa is the owner of Envision Crystal here in Port Jeff on Long Island in New York. And there are so many different types of crystals. In the last episode, we were talking about turquoise and how to use it. It's a stone that has clear communication properties. Now, you were talking about using it in a business setting to walk in and get a raise. But one of the things that I think everybody's chasing right now after 2 years of not being able to date is love and relationships, and there's different aspects to anybody's life. There's a first date, there's the proposal, there's the wedding. How would you use turquoise in a love situation?
Well, I think that anytime you want to fall in love, be in love, or be around someone that you care about, communication is the key, right? That's the foundation. So whether you're communicating your desire or your appreciation, anytime you need to talk to someone, that's where definitely turquoise can come into play. Now, if you're at the beginning of this process and you want to approach, then you might need courage. And okay. That might be a good time to carry turquoise with another stone that would help you have more courage to begin a relationship or to initiate a flirtation or some kind of contact.
All right, so there's a cute girl at the bank. I want to approach her. This is hypothetical. I'm very happy with my girlfriend at home. But hypothetically speaking, there's a girl at the bank, let's say, you just don't have the nerve. So what would be the stone to pair turquoise with to protect yourself with the courage to at least say, hey, you want to go get coffee?
So one of the best things for courage, I'm going to name two, but my favorite for courage is tiger's eye. And I think it's interesting because whenever young men come into my shop and they look at all the stones, there's two that they pick up. One is hematite and the other is tiger's eye. And both of these are stones that have to do with traditional masculine qualities like courage, ambition, and protection. So if I wanted to approach a new person for love, whether you're male or female, doesn't seem to matter, you will need to have a little bit of a sort of courageous moment. I would add turquoise with tiger's eye in order to be able to have that get up and go to walk right up to somebody and say, hey, how are
now,
you?
Now, you talked about, in my head, I'm just thinking of all the times I crashed and burned.
Where it were does you when happen, I needed you? But that's okay too, right? That's all right.
How would you program the stone to walk up to somebody and ask them out for a first date?
So right now, if I'm going to use my turquoise for communication, I might want to add in charm or charisma because dating includes a certain amount of charm, right? And then the tiger's eye stone is what we would add into this mix in order to have the courage to really see it through. So I believe I would begin with the turquoise. And we've talked a little bit about this before, but you would want to pull energy down from the heaven, up from the earth, through your body, and channel that kind of energy into the stone while holding the thought of charm, truth, clear communication. You want to be able to communicate clearly and have your communication received. So you would implant almost those energies into the stone and set it. And then I'd grab that tiger's eye stone and ask that this stone give you the energy, the spontaneity, and the courage to walk right up to the crush that you're currently focusing on. So again, pulling energy down from the heavens, up from the earth, channeling into the stone, and holding that one word, which in this case would be courage. Then hold those two stones together. It could be in a small pouch or in your pocket. And voila, you're ready to go.
So turquoise and the clear communication property would work excellent in that situation with the combined crystals. But now let's say you're in a marriage and it's been a decade or two and everything is completely stale. And outside the world is really rough and you're bringing everything in the house except appreciation for each other. So how would you use turquoise in a situation of revitalizing communication in a relationship or even making the household suck less?
Making it suck less?
Yeah.
All right. So then in a case like that, I would really want to be restoring appreciation for each other and also a little bit of romance. We forget. When you've been with somebody for a long time, you forget to initiate that romantic energy, right? Sure. So the two stones I would probably add in at that point would be two beautiful pink stones. One is called rhodochrosite, which can definitely help the heart open up to appreciation. It's an opaque pink stone with black running through it. It's pretty easy to find. And the other I would add in would be rose quartz, which is super common and super beautiful, gorgeous light pink stone that opens the heart for all kinds of lighthearted romantic possibility. So I think those would be the combo.
Lisa, if somebody wanted to ask you a question about these stones, do you have a website with a frequent question and answer section?
Absolutely. Come check out my website at lisamcgarrity.com, and you can see the store at envisioncrystal.com, and definitely, you know, send us an email. We'll be more than happy to help you out.
Now, you can order online and you ship out?
We sure do. We ship all over the country.
All right, Lisa, I appreciate it. When we return to the next episode of Envision Crystal, I believe that there's still more we can get out of the turquoise stone. I feel like We've only scratched the surface.
Is this your new favorite, Brian?
I think it is. I think it will. Terrific. The color is phenomenal.
It is.
We'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon.